All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Chris Childs here from the office. But before I turn it over to our chairperson for this morning, Nancy Cartmill, I did just want to let everyone know that Bob Paisley, our current chairman, his brother had passed away just a couple days ago. So he's working on some arrangements with that this morning. Obviously, he and his family are in our thoughts and prayers. So our vice chair, Commissioner Cartmill, is going to chair the meeting this morning. And chairwoman, I will turn it over to you to get it started.
Okay, thank you so much. I'd like to call the meeting to order. And at this time, we'll do roll call, and Danielle Slusser will do that for us.
Steve Williams?
Here.
Howard Anderson?
Here.
James Turner? Thomas Bell?
Here.
James Pico?
Here.
Bob Bailey?
Present.
Nancy Cartmill?
Present.
Jim Morgan?
Here.
Beth Thompson? Jason Stevens?
Here.
Deanna Holliday?
Here.
Patrick Lighty? Bill Dingus?
Here.
Terry Porter? Ralph Klein? Katrina Keith?
Here.
Kenneth Adkins? Bob Paisley? Don Bias? Shane Dillon? Paul Davis? Stephen Toller?
Here.
Nikki Smith? Alex Vanderpool? Stephen Gilmore? Randy Wheeler? Michael Gracie?
Here.
Robert Carpenter?
Here.
William Hopkins?
Here.
Phil? Ron Field? Andy Skidmore? Tom Smith? Greg Bailey? Robert Pennington? Terry Keller? Elwood Penn? Rob Watson? Vaughn Wilson? Mac Francis? Scott Thompson? Greg Thomas? Bart Bryant?
Yes, I'm here.
Don Moore? Darren Eldridge? Steve Ross? Thomas Witt? Joe Callahan? Matt Mann?
And do we have a quorum?
Yes, ma'am, we sure do.
Okay. Since we have a quorum, we'll proceed. First item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the last meeting, September 29th, 2017.
Move. Second.
Motion's been made. It's been seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. So we'll move on to the Executive Director's Report, and Chris Childs will let you speak to us.
Thank you, ma'am, and thank you all for coming. It's always a struggle to get a quorum present for some of these short meetings, so we really do appreciate everyone being here on the phone and your time on this. And without having a good lunch, I know sometimes it's hard to get people to join, so we try to have some pastries and some other things, but we really do appreciate it. We have a very short meeting. Just one action item after my quick report. I do want to briefly mention just a quick update. In Lawrence County with the solid road project, the original bids had come in a little over than actually what we had thought. So Celine in our office has worked tirelessly over the past couple weeks working with ODOT on a solution. So we were actually able to bring additional funds from Kiowa's money to meet that project. So again, it'll be no cost to the local community. All the costs will be either from Kiowa or the Appalachian Regional Commission for a $500,000 grant. It's kind of like steering a ship when you're out there already mid-sail. It was very difficult to do, but Celine was on it, and we do appreciate all your work on that, Celine. So the final cost estimates on that for the solid road, we're up to right around $2 million is the total cost. Right around $1.5 million of that will be from Kiowa. And $500,000 of that will be an ARC grant. So that we're going to have to rebid that since the cost came in a little over. but construction on that should begin right around July 1st of 2018, and should be completed by the end of 2018. So, Dr. Dingus, I know you're going to want us to try to get that done even quicker. That we're pushing along, and but should be the end of this end of 2018. Construction should be complete on that. So we're excited about that project. One other thing I do want to mention, just because it came in at the end of the day yesterday, I'm going to be sending an email out to the full board later this morning. At our last policy committee meeting, if you all will remember, we talked about the West Virginia Development Office is wanting to possibly combine regional councils across the state. And because Cuyahoga's sister agency is the regional council here for this part of West Virginia, we're, you know, shared staff and shared office and shared resources and everything. So what impacts one could possibly impact the other. So I wanted to make sure that it was brought to Cuyahoga Board's attention. And we did receive a letter at the end of the day yesterday from Mary Jo Thompson in the West Virginia Development Office, just saying that they were postponing any efforts to further combine regional councils until after the 2018 legislative session, which goes from January 10th to the middle of March of next year. So what exactly that entails, if there's any further meaning on that, we don't know. We just got this at the end of the day yesterday, but I didn't want to make sure to share that with you. So any further talks on any regional council consolidation is postponed until at least spring of next year, and we'll see if they want to bring it back up at that point. You know, a lot can happen in, you know, 4 months. But did want to make sure to mention that. And that was the last thing for my executive director's report. Thank you all again for all your time and your efforts.
Thanks, Chris. That's buying some time anyway on the consolidation, and a lot, like you said, a lot can happen between now and then.
Yeah, we had talked today. I hadn't even received that yet, so I literally just got it at the end of the day yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's great news, and people all over the state are going to be happy about that because there was a big uproar about the way that was all handled and how it all came about. Anyway, as we move on to the next item, we have revisions to the fiscal year 2018-2021 Transportation Improvement Program and 2040 Metropolitan Transportation Plan. Amendment number 3, and Chris, we'll call on you again.
Thank you, ma'am. So this is the only action item for today. This is just amending our Transportation Improvement Program, which is the TIP. This is a quick refresher. Any projects that have federal money in them, transportation projects with federal money, has to go through the board to approve, and then it gets put into our TIP, which is just our document that lays out all the projects over the next few years. So these projects are West Virginia projects for Cabell and Wayne County. They are some major projects that are the direct result of the road bond, which had just passed back in October. So West Virginia Department of Transportation is moving forward on some of their major projects that they had promised as a result of the road bond. So in your packet, you'll see the purple resolution, and then underneath that is just a list of the projects. So there's basically three projects. One is the widening of I-64 between the Barbersville Mall and the 29th Street exit, which is exit 15. So that interstate portion through there is going to be widened to either 6 or 8 lanes, depending on which portion you're talking about. The second major project will be the design and construction of a new interchange in Culloden. That'll be a new exit right off of I-64 in Culloden, which is halfway between Milton and Hurricane. That's a project that's been on our long-range plan for many, many years, so we're excited to see that moving forward. And then the third project, last but certainly not least, is widening of US 52, which is the Tulsa Highway in Wayne County. That's going to be widened to 4 lanes. That goes from I-64 there in Canova all the way out to Pritchard and the Pritchard Intermodal Facility. So all told, these projects are over $200 million over the next few years. So we are very excited about that. And the last item that's included that the policy board needs to approve It's just a small funding change for TTA, and that's in your packet, page right after the chart, so page 4. You'll see a couple numbers highlighted in yellow on the bottom right-hand page under miscellaneous equipment, so going from $10 and then for and then $250 for the local. So just any small change like that still has to be approved, but those are small dollars, so just checking the box on that. And then the major projects for West Virginia.
Okay, I guess at this time we need a motion to approve the resolution.
Second.
Motion's been made, it's been seconded. Is there any discussion at all on any part of that resolution?
When will that construction begin?
Well, it depends. For the plug interchange, there's still some design work that has to be done. And there's still environmental work for some of it. Celine?
Yes, correct. The design is not really completed, 30%, but
okay.
We are ready, ready to proceed to the next phase, complete environmental and complete design.
But
construction is starting soon.
Exciting. Okay.
And we're talking a couple years, not a couple decades.
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome. Immediately.
That's cut immediately for government work.
Yeah, I know that all too well. Okay.
At least we're getting started. That's the important thing. Any other discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
No. Motion carries. So we'll move on to old business. Is there any old business to come before the meeting today? Hearing none?
Sure. One quick question.
Sure.
Would I be correct assuming that the November meeting with the West Virginia Department of Highways or whatever didn't take place? In the minutes, it mentioned there's going to be a November meeting about the Region 2 consolidation or reorganization.
Yes.
That did not take place?
No, that took place. That was a smaller meeting.
Okay.
That happened.
Okay, so nothing of import.
I apologize. The meeting that's referenced in the minutes did not take place. There was a separate that did take place that was in place of that.
Okay. The bottom line is this letter from yesterday supersedes anything that happened.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay.
All right. Anything else under old business? Hearing none, we'll move on to new business. And we have a couple of meeting dates that you probably want to put on your calendar. Friday, February 23rd, 2018 at noon, and Friday, April 27th, 2018 at noon, which are both future meeting dates of the Cuyahoga Policy Committee. Anything else under new business? Hearing none, at this time, I declare the meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming. We appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Happy holidays.
I'm like approving $200 million for the road project.
Yeah.